It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Good morning, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you this week?
Not bad, thank you. Not bad. How are you?
If the media outlets are to be believed, oh, she's had a hell of a week. which surely that's for us to work out, isn't it? We don't need to be told that by the media.
I think people make their own mind up. From my perspective, I'm still smiling. It's just another week in politics.
You've talked a lot about Claire Curran's resignation. You've had to give old your other mate there, the ex police guy. I forgot his name all of a sudden. A bit of a telling off about protocol,
but
Greg O'Connor. Sorry, my mistake there. Yep. But what I want to talk to you about is Chris Farfoy, as Minister of Broadcasting now, made some comments yesterday along the lines of that the broadcast needs a bit of a shake up, that it needs more money, that we're dragging the chain. What did he mean by that? Because I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, because we've been working in on that space for a while now around public broadcasting. We're one of the few countries, amongst those that we compare ourselves to, who don't have, really a declining investment or low investment in public broadcasting, or have done. And we think now more than ever, making sure that we've got that strength through public broadcasting is really important. So we talked about that a lot before the election, and it's something we've been working away on since then.
And what does that mean for? Does that mean like more jobs, or just more streamlined, or a?
One of the things that we've been talking about is that, yes, we have obviously our public broadcasting outlets currently, but whether or not we should be supporting them to expand some of the work that they're doing, and the second thing is that actually whether or not there's a role for investment in almost a contestable fund around investigative journalism that then is mode neutral, that can be on any platform, just so people, I think we all probably acknowledge that the model that broadcasters are having to work under has changed a lot. People accessing their news online now means that advertisers can see what they're reading, what they're not reading. That means that you might see a little more emphasis on the provision of certain news and certain news coverage, and just the idea that we need to make sure that we have a really, really strong media. And with all of the commercial models changing, how do we make sure that there is that strength in the media? And so that's some of the debate and discussion that we've been having.
And why wasn't that brought up when Claire Curran was minister?
Oh, it was. And in the budget, she progressed some of that work already, the first stages of it. It just didn't get a lot of coverage, but it's been going on for some time now.
Right, what did get a lot of coverage is the Pacific Leaders Forum in Nauru, your visit over there, and the conflict of opinions from you and Winston Peters. Is the honeymoon period over with you and New Zealand First?
No,
still very much in love.
Yeah, no, still working really solidly together. Look, I think in an MMP environment, and we are the purest form of MMP government that New Zealand's had, we are three distinct parties who do have different views on issues, but we use the cabinet process to work through some of those issues. And I've, made clear what my position is, but I am going to work through with colleagues the policy that we take forward, and that's what we do with everything. But that's just MMP as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, what is the protocol? Because this is not going to be the only time where ideals come up against each other, and because you're two different parties,
Yeah, exactly. And I think the thing I'd probably remind people is that, we're a year in. We've been doing this for a year already. We've already dealt with plenty of these kinds of issues and dealt with them really well. So, I'm really positive about all that we've managed to achieve. A long, long list of things. And we've achieved them whilst being three parties with sometimes different ideas.
So definitively, what's the refugee quota?
At the moment, we haven't finalised our new number. Of course, the last government put their expectation of it going up to 1,000 from 750. We campaigned on 1,500, and that's the decision that still is yet to go before Cabinet.
So 750?
That was the quota that we had before. It's the last government moved it up to 1,000, and we've got a position that we want to have that discussion around the 1,500. That's where the decision is yet to be made.
Who are the big people fighting against increasing the number of refugees coming to New Zealand? Because I personally, all I can see is it being a good thing. But yeah, maybe I'm just naive.
And obviously I have a view on it as well. But that's not to say I haven't seen the counter view. And the counter view has often been around us making sure that we cater for everyone's needs. And so, making sure that there's housing provision for everyone who needs it and so on. My view's always been that, you know, we are able to do both. We do have international obligations around refugees.
And people sort of forget what being a refugee is. It's not like, I think I'll go there, might be easier. It's not that.
Very different to that. It's people who literally have been forced from their home, and it's just not an option to return. Is obviously the easiest way to describe it, amongst the many layers that sit underneath. They are screened by the UN, who determine that they are, you know, genuine refugees. And the other point I would make is that there's often an assumption that somehow refugees are a drain. That is just not the case. You know, there are members of our refugee community who are highly qualified, highly experienced individuals.
There's plenty of New Zealanders who are drains as well.
Who make an enormous contribution. And so I think we need to probably put a bit more emphasis on what they bring to New Zealand as well.
All right, finally, what a flourishing Māori Language Week this is turning out to be. It really feels like Māori.
I think that we've
I need to get my confidence up. My confidence has waned on my reo. Next time round, I'm really going to give it a try. I was caught on the back foot this time.
I think every time I stand up and give a mihi, I know that my pronunciation is 100%. It's something I've been working on. I hope that by going out there and giving it a go and being open about giving it a go and being open about the fact that I'm learning, I hope that other people maybe feel less wary about doing the same. And I've got nothing but encouraging colleagues on that front as well, which is good because sometimes I'm a bit ropey.
What do you think it is that's really made this particular Māori Language Week so successful? Because it really does feel like it's gone up a couple of steps, doesn't it?
So I think we've actually been having a bit more of a debate in recent times about the integration of Māori language into the everyday, you know, on our airwaves, in our schools, you know. And so I think even relative to 10 years ago, there's been a huge shift. And so I feel really optimistic about that. There's a lot of debate about how we treat Te Reo Māori in schools.
I spoke to the leader of the opposition about that last week. Disappointing answer.
Our goal is that we have integration in early childhood and primary level. But to do that, we really need to support our teachers. You know, they're the ones that we rely on to be able to do the job of integrating the language. And so we need to really make sure we support them in their learning as well. And so that's part of our goal.
Was that a polite way to try and get me to mention the pay increase you've offered teachers?
Oh, no, it wasn't actually.
Was it 3% over 3 years? 3% a year over 3 years?
Professional development's a whole extra thing. But yes, it was 3% per year over 3 years.
How do you think that's going to go down?
I can't determine necessarily how it would be received by teachers, but it is more than what was offered to them over the entire course of the last government in terms of pay rates.
What's the most difficult thing when you're looking at that situation, the teachers' pay situation? Because I know you're in a very difficult position.
And how much we have to do. I mean, just generally, the same thing that we discovered with nurses and health, the police obviously as well, that actually in education we need to address both issues around pay, but also issues around learning support, issues around facilities. There's just a whole
The amount of people entering those particular parts of the workforce?
There's not enough people entering the teaching workforce. That's absolutely clear. Of course, what makes a really positive workplace are lots of things, and having more special ed support, teacher aides. It's across the board that where the investment's required. That's the trickiest thing.
It'd be good if we can come to some sort of conclusion that everyone's happy with. Thank you very much, Prime Minister. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks a lot. Talk soon.
Speak to you again in a fortnight. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.